News Radio WTAM 1100, this is Bill Wills. Your money and all these different offers for credit cards over the holidays. When you're shopping, you can't get out without, hey, you want to, you know, sign up for a card while you're here. Kevin Myroff with me at NCA Financial Planners on a couple of things, some of the pitfalls of these deferred interest deals. There's a lot of things out there. Kevin, this is the time of the year we get hit with a lot of these, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And they did a survey where they tried to see how many people could define, like, how they worked. And 56% of them knew about them, but only 28% were able to even explain how they work.
Most of us misunderstand how interest is applied to a balance. Experts recommend shopping around for low or no interest options before you step foot in a store. Over half of us knew the definition of deferred interest, but then about a third of us were able to correctly identify how these deals actually are applied to the balance. So without building up a lot more debt over the holidays, Kevin here to straighten us out a bit on some of these things, whether it's buying a car or just buying a shirt on a credit card. Let me go through some basics. What is a deferred interest card or loan?
This is when you go to a store, especially during the holidays, and they say you don't have to pay it for a year, same as cash. And you're like, okay, that sounds like a good deal. But what you're really signing up for is a deferred interest car loan. And if you don't pay the entire balance off by the end of the year, then you have to go back to day one and you charge interest. So, and that interest is 25% to 30%. So you buy an item for $1,000, you wait a year, you forget by one day to make that, and you're going to owe an extra $300 because of 30% interest. Mm-hmm. Now you're at $1,300, and the interest keeps growing at that 30%.
So it's deferred until a certain time, but you got to be making a payment.
From dollar one.
What is the no interest introductory offer? We see these a lot. You got zero interest to pay for a while.
Right. Now, these, you got to be careful to read the very fine print to make sure it's not a deferred interest. The no interest is a better deal. You don't have to start paying until a year is up. And so when your year's up, if you haven't paid it off, then they start charging you on the $1,000 that you paid for that item. So they're very different from each other. If you could find just a low interest introductory option, much better deal than the same as cash.
Okay, so we got no deferred, but Kevin, we also have some pitches on low interest introductory options too on these things.
Yeah, this is the most upfront one. You know, if normal interest rates today are, you know, 5, 6, 7% for something and they're charging you 1% or 2%, well, that's just what your rate is. You know what it is up front. You don't have to worry about missing a payment or forgetting about it a year from now, and you're not going to get stung.
Kevin Myroff with me at NCA Financial Planners. All in all, be careful what you're signing, applying for. You say there are certain red flags to look out for in these offers too?
Yeah, when you see no interest and if paid in full in the same sentence. So it's no interest if you pay it in full. You miss it by one day, mess up one payment during the period, and you're going to get charged that huge amount. And the other one, if you're ever at the point of sale and they're offering this, it's usually a sign. At point of sale, it's almost always the deferred interest.
Kevin Myroff, NCA Financial Planners with the info. Good stuff. Follow him on Twitter. Good follow, too. And our money guy, Kevin Myroff at NCA Financial Planners. Thanks, Kevin.
Happy holidays, all. Have a great week.